today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow. I'm even scared reading this letter. Yeah. I wasn't able to photograph him at the time. Thought you'd like to know. I do, Brian. See you in Vegas. Brian Hamm. One of the Hams?
No, not a Vienna Ham. But I love the very severe tone shift at the end.
Right.
Mass murderer. See you in Vegas.
Yeah, I know.
See you later.
The only reason I knew about your movie is that I was Googling, as I always do, peanut butter. And it came up.
Creamy, chunky, yeah. All the other ones.
Peter Pan, Jif.
Do you wear shorts to your movies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Why?
Short shorts?
Well, no. Well, I
nylon.
Just,
without underwear.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Motorcycle TV fans. Hello. Hello, Motorcycle TV fans. Motorcycle TV fans.
The Mayans is the spinoff of Sons of Anarchy, and it premiered last year. It's coming up on its second season, and we are going to talk to one of the stars. One of the stars of Mayans MC, premiering Tuesday, September 3rd on FX. He's the star of the spinoff Mayans MC. Bishop Michael Irby will be joining us. He's a badass. They're all badasses in that Mayans Motorcycle Club. But I will tell you, I have so many questions, starting with the fact that the motorcycles in Mayans, so much better than the motorcycles on Sons of Anarchy. Remember
How come?
Well, because I'm a motorcycle guy, and I noticed that they really kind of went all out with the Mayans. Like, they really started focusing on the motorcycles. I don't know if he's going
to know
how to
detail.
Answer.
But also...
Much more so. Remember the motorcycles they had on Sons of Anarchy that looked like glorified mini bikes that were
silly looking?
On Sons
of Anarchy, they would trash them every, like, week. If something would happen...
But they still were, like, small based on guys not riding. Yeah.
Do you think it was a budget thing? If they trashed so many motorcycles, they just had to go cheap?
There'd always be a problem. There'd always be a gang. How many gangs did they go against?
Lots of them, including the Mayans.
The Mayans, Sam all they have to Crow. Deal with is the cartels and the government.
This is true, but it's much more intrigue and much more complicated. Now, before we get him in here, and wave at me when he's on the line,
you
Michael
bet.
Irby from Mayans MC. I had a moment today. I don't know what happened. I'm going to have to leave right after the show to get to go to an emergency barber situation. Let me explain. I got this hair. No, you can't see anything yet. Stop it.
I don't see anything.
Read ahead. Kill you sometimes. Anyway, so the thing about it is I wear this CPAP thing in the morning, and I'm getting tired of my hair sticking out on the side. And I've gone in a couple of times and said, I need you to cut it short on the sides. I don't know what happened to me this morning, but I get out of the shower, and I'm blow-drying my hair, and I get this area on the side that sticks up. And I've asked this 90-year-old barber the last time. I think I told you last week, Rob, I said, I want you to cut it, keep it long on the sides and keep it long on top and short on the sides.
Sure.
I took my beard trimmer because I got frustrated and I decided, well, maybe I just should show it to you.
Please.
Oh no!
Why would you do that?
I look like something from American Horrors.
It looks like you're a kid in Play from House Party.
Yeah. You got a House Party. Kid, not Play. Play had a hair on its eyes.
Now, do you have battery operated trimmers, or are they electric trimmers that you used?
It's chargeable.
It's rechargeable.
Panasonic,
sure.
Good trimmer. Had it for a long time.
Yeah, obviously.
It doesn't move as quickly as that, but it did a good job. The blade did a good job.
Yeah, well, it's very even.
It's not even.
No.
Right?
Well, I was going to say
I'll go in and get it fixed, but I'm going to tell the truth.
How do you fix that?
Well, I don't care if it's like a big poofy thing up on top. Taper it a little bit, I'll be okay.
Mike, and I think
it looks like you're having some confusion with, not gender. It's more like a racial. That you've got an older black man's haircut is what you have. And you couldn't be whiter.
Well, that's fine. Then I think that's in the spirit of racial cooperation, which we need today more than ever. I'm perfectly okay with that. I don't think
he's correct at all. What it looks like is you have no hair at all and a bad toupee.
That's even worse.
I mean, you've got
That is worse.
That is just
for those of you not joining us.
That is mean.
For those of us not joining us with a video presentation, there is no hair.
You know what I think I look like, Rob?
What?
Bill, I understand. Get in the back of the bus.
There's a little bit of that.
Hello. I'm a member of the Third Reich.
It's, I love it, though.
Dr. Jones.
Look, my house is sweating every day down here. It's ridiculous down here. It's ridiculous down here. I can't even begin to tell you that every day, all day, my house just sweats.
What is your
temperature? My house is like a cocktail. 94.
Ugh.
94, 95 degrees with 145% humidity.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get it taken off on the side. And, you know, Johnny Old Man last week was like, you don't need that. Yeah. Well, don't tell me what I need. It's what I want, you dick. So anyway, I'm going to be going to somewhere, you know, what is Maddie?
A woman's perspective, please.
God. I know.
What did your wife say?
She was at school. She was at facial school, you know, with a bunch of the other girls from 13th grade. You know what I mean?
Did you use a guide? Did you use a guide on your trimmer?
No, I did it spontaneously.
Freehand.
And then I realized I got hair all over my shoulders and I don't want it to go down through my sink. So I put it in a trash can and then I got back in the shower again, took two showers. Because I'm an idiot. Because I'm a complete and total idiot.
Every man with clippers or electric razor has done something similar. Usually happens to their face. It's usually by accident. They don't try to give themselves a haircut of that manner.
No, that's next level stuff. It really is.
But I'm not really crazy about, oh my God, if a hair is out of place. I don't mind dramatic change.
No.
I don't mind that at all. But this is going to have to get fixed. And now I will.
ASAP.
So the only thing I want to do is go to a barbershop I haven't been to before and have somebody address it with minimal embarrassment. That's what I wish to, because I know I'm going to walk in there with a hat on and somebody's going to look at me and go, oh my God, what did you do? And I'm fine with that.
It was
They're all weird about cutting it on the side. It was for a play.
Yeah, tell them it was for a theater.
It was for a play.
Oscar, you like to cut it short on the side. Have you found that barbers are weird about cutting it super short on the side?
But black barbers are not weird about cutting it super short on the side.
I went to the black barber shop and they didn't do it there either. I know where the black barber shop is.
Go there and say, look, I need you to fade this in as best as possible. You can cut anything you want on the top off, but you got to fade the sides in and have it match.
And sadly, Mike, I think really the only cure, what we can do, we can put a Band-Aid on it, but the cure is time because it's really way short on the sides.
I mean, I like it short on the sides. I want to keep it short on the side. My son gets a zero on the side and he looks adorable.
Your
and he
son said, Daddy, is I want you to get a haircut years old, like mine. So you are 60.
So, yeah, I know. I blew it.
Age appropriate.
I blew it. I understand that I blew it, and I understand.
If it makes you feel any better, Mike, I'm probably going to have the same issue here in, I would say, roughly 3 weeks. Because, as my wife said, I'm follically challenged. It's time to just cut it all off. And it's not something I feel like I got to pay for sometimes. So I look at my clippers. I saw them yesterday, and I said, well, maybe I could probably just do this myself. You know, I'm almost there.
Clippers are really tough, especially on the back. Clippers are harder than using a razor. I should know because I do shave my own head.
I went right down to the skin.
Yeah, I know.
I went right down to the skin.
You have a guard on your razor?
Yeah, but I didn't use the guard. I took the guard off.
Said no more guard.
I just went, I got tired. I'm tired of this hair.
Yeah.
I didn't want it there when I got my last haircut. I wanted it shaved on the sides, and now I got, not shaved, but buzzed down to a zero. So that's what I have.
Let me ask this, because so often when something like this happens, it's the result of trying to even it up. Several attempts on either side. Was there any of that?
I tried to cut a little bit off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The part that was jutting out a little bit, and then I went, I said,
do you want a one instead of a zero? Because a zero is like
I've had a
skin.
One. I like zero. I like zero. Would this be a zero? Would that be a zero?
A zero would be nothing. It would be the guide
just the razor.
Yeah.
That's the zero. Mm-hmm. Zero is fine. I'm like, it's hot down here. My house is sweating. Where's the guy from Sons of Anarchy? Hello?
We have him at 920. Where's the
guy? It's 920.
920.
Yeah. I thought you said 10 after.
No, 920.
920.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you said 910.
Never did.
No. 920.
We have time. We can start the show and join him in the first break if you
like.
That's
what we can do.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to talk.
The last time I had a zero is when you had my head shaved, essentially. They went to zero and then they used a razor.
Yeah. It's like prep work.
Just for perspective.
Meanwhile, Mike is getting ready.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's not.
Shannon, look at this haircut. Shannon, look at this haircut. You got to come put the headset on.
Actually, Shannon, come in here.
Yeah, come on in here real quick.
That is a.
It's, now, I've done things like this.
I don't mind taking an extra few minutes.
I've done
to
like.
Talk about.
Yeah, no worries.
Hey, you know what? That side looks better. Here. That side looks better than the other side. Because
okay,
there's
this
sort
is
of
the
a.
First side.
Oh, yeah, oh, I can sorry. Tell. There, you got oh. better. You got practiced on the
you
other side.
You can talk to Mike.
You're still very handsome.
Thank you. God bless you. And you're beautiful. There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. You have a great day.
That does not advance
that's
conversation.
That's a great cameo
what's
right
this?
There. What that's happened? Why I love that lady. That's a great cameo.
You don't hear what she just said off mic. What
did she say?
She
off
turned
mic?
To Oscar and said, what happened?
What happened is a midlife. Carla said I'm having a midlife crisis.
I don't think it's a midlife thing. No, I don't at all. I think it's a weather crisis. You
know, by the way, midlife for me, midlife for me was 2 decades ago.
So, did you look at her and said, you were my midlife crisis?
Yes, you were my midlife crisis, baby. Yeah. And she made me eggs and hats and coats this morning. Which
oh, that's
wonderful.
One of your favorites.
With chicken low-calorie breakfast sausage, which was great. I
and
great
went
breakfast.
To school. That's
and,
so nice.
Yeah.
Busy
and
lady.
Went to school. Mm. We're a machine. We are a machine
that's
in the
great.
Morning now.
I
get up in the morning. Frankie now is conditioned where 5:30 is his go time. He goes out. He poops in the dark. I take my phone out with my little flashlight, and I look and see where the poop is. I pick it up, bring it back inside, give him his new chicken sausage that he gets, which is this spectacular treat that he goes nuts for, and it actually smells like a real sausage product. Then it's over to the show prep to get that fabulous news ready. Which was just so stimulating today, okay? I don't care about John Travolta, all right? I don't care about John Travolta messing up at the VMAs. I don't put VMA stories in the news very often because I don't believe in it. The VMAs always contrive to make something
you mean
special
like his purposeful mess up when he swore,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, a spontaneous
right.
moment?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so he looked good
I'm
bald,
not buying
though.
In. I'm not bad. He does look good bald.
I was like,
you know what? I'm glad he's
man
accepted
looks
that.
Fantastic.
And that's fine. Mm. But John Travolta, who has given us some iconic film roles, also has some amazing misses, too.
Oh, yeah.
When you think about that. But anyway, getting back to the hair, I will fix it today. I will fade it in a little bit. And I think it's fixable. I think it's fixable. And if they take more off the top, I don't care either. I'm
that's
fine
true.
With that. It's hot down here. Take the hair away.
And
take
when they finish
and
the haircut?
I'm glad I have hair at this age.
Yeah, well, you should be. That's a blessing.
And a solid hairline.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us aren't blessed with that.
Yeah. You know, it's a little, it's getting the Omera. We call it the Omera natural fade. inside by 2024, I'm reasonably sure it's going to be the middle of my head.
My question is, well, you know what? Would you rather have it recede or would you rather have it gone like a shape on the back of your head, which I have?
Much rather have it recede.
Yeah, of course.
And
you're lucky.
And by the way,
you're lucky.
Cutting it shorter and shorter is fine with me. You know that. You've done it. I mean, when you really started to lose it, your last hurrah, when you were growing your hair, when you had ponytail, when your hair was ridiculously long,
right.
but ridiculously thinning on top.
Yeah, really
were
tough.
Were you saying to yourself that was kind of your last hurrah? Did you think that in your own mind?
Yeah, I think so.
When you cut it, that was going
to
be it?
I think so. And I lied to myself for a long time because before that, I kept a flat top. And a flat top requires different length of hair on top. And it would be really short down the center. And you would see skin. I say, well, of course you see skin because it's shorter. That's fine. It's important.
Made famous by the FedEx Field appearance.
Yes,
where everybody was looking at your bald spot.
If you want to really emphasize lack of hair, you complain. But have you ever had the top of your head on a Jumbotron?
No, I have not.
No,
did you? How many years did you? Were you in denial for that that hair loss? Just out of curiosity.
It would have to be probably 5 or 6. And
Rob did not want to admit that he was losing his hair.
No, I don't have
and
a lot going for me.
Dom was giving him a hard time as Dom was losing the exact same spot on his head.
It looked like we were
right back here.
Like carbon copies of each other, yeah.
And Oscar now is losing the top a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Can you put your head down? Can I see? It's not so bad. No, you've got more of a forehead issue, I think.
Well, that hurts as well.
Well, I'm just saying.
Both are painful to hear. I mean, come on.
Well, no, we just said better to have recession than to have a bald spot. The weird thing that I
issue.
The thing that I battle
show
is
title.
If I grow out, my hairline is really weird in the front. It's got like a weird shelf and a point. So I almost have to keep it shaved.
Like a widow's peak?
Well, it's off to the side, though.
You consider like, yourself a little. You like consider yourself character? A little delusional by even calling it a hairline.
No, there is hair. There is. I mean, I can feel it. I know. I can tell because when I use my Harry's razor, I can gauge my hair loss by the amount of drag when I'm shaving my head. For example, I'm gonna take my headphones off for a second. Yes. It's like resistance, 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 slide, resistance, resistance, resistance. There's,
oh, yeah, you can tell. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's Will always, you ever grow your hair back at all on any level?
If I do, it just means I'm being lazy. Because I don't like shaving my head. It's sort of a hassle.
Well, it's a grooming.
Yeah. Oh, we have our guest, Mike. Oh,
what if you want to play Phil Silvers at a Halloween party?
Then I'd be glad to grow out the sides for you.
Yeah, it will look great. All right. This is a lot of fun. We are very, very excited to welcome Michael Irby to the Mike O'Mara Show. He is the star of Mayans MC. Their second season premiering Tuesday, September 3rd on FX. And if you've gotten a look at the Mayans MC, this is just one of a million badasses on that show. We are delighted to welcome him right now. Michael Irby, thanks for coming on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. The first thing we were talking about with Mayans MC, and I don't know whether you can corroborate this or offer any insight on it, but the bikes you guys last year came to the show with, it just seemed to me that if I remember back in the day with Sons of Anarchy, as a biker myself, I was looking at those bikes and I said, where are the real bikes? You guys have the great ape hangers. You seem to have the batter ass bikes. Was that anything? Can you offer me any insight on that? Did the bikes get better when the spinoff took place? Because they look really awesome.
No, I can't really say that they got better. What I can say is that is more of a cultural thing. The Harley Davidson, you know, obviously they make a great machine.
Right.
I think it's going to come down to the culture, though, and, you know, us being a Latino show, Latino-based, the Mayans MC, that's just part of that. That's just part of that world. You know, you do bring kind of that lowrider aspect to it, you know, like you said, with the apes. And, you know, I believe on Sons they were all riding the Road Kings. And that is more of that world. And we're also a Southern California charter, you know, so you're dealing with that. The Northern Cal is maybe a little bit more traditional. And the bikes are kind of a representation of who we are as men, who we are as people. So, you know, when we jumped into the bikes, I think, and obviously, you know, that was 10 years ago. Things have changed a little bit like that, but I, to be honest with you, it goes more back to the culture than it does to the bikes, because I know they had a thick budget out there too. I know the actual machine of Harley hasn't really changed all that much in the 100 years they've been around, but when you give it to the Mexicans, we're going to doll it up a little bit.
Yeah, and the Mayans, most of you guys are riding with apes. You know, as a biker, I remember I never had them. I always looked at them, and I always heard they were a little harder to negotiate than a low profile on a bike. Do you find the and you ride with apes all the time on the show, and it's just you know, the machines themselves are beautiful to look at, and then the show just hit the ground running. I mean, there was just no delay. You guys dove right back into it. You got to be delighted with the project so far, and it continues again for its second season.
You know, the project is amazing. You know, sometimes when you're stepping into something that's already been established, it's either a gift or a curse. And I think the jury was still out. We didn't really know what we were doing. We didn't really know how we were going to be received. We know we had big shoes to fill just because that was such an amazing show, and it really changed television. And, you know, the show itself is living and breathing now on its own. I think that the Mayans are standing on their own. We're going to see a little bit of the Suns come back this season. And, I mean, it's just going to be another balls-to-the-wall exciting season. You know, the motorcycles, like you said, was just a gift. You know, I'd never ridden before. I learned in 2 days. I went down. I got my driver's license. I went out to set. They pointed me to this big, badass bike with the ape hangers on it. I'd never ridden before. So everyone kept saying, oh, the apes are going to be so hard. The apes are going to be hard. But, you know, once you learn on something, I learned. turned on apes, so I don't really know the other way.
Right.
So if this is harder, then hey, to hell with it. Let's just go for it all the way. You know, that's just my bike. You're going to see this year, Bishop's got a bit of a new bike. I'm still riding the Breakout, which is just an amazing machine. Boy, I tell you, she handles so nice. But you're going to see that through our collaboration with the cartels now, the Mayans are doing okay. You know,
yeah. Money coming in.
A little money away for college. I don't know.
Money coming in. But, we got Oscar Santana.
We're still dying. We're still, you know, we still work in the dark, and we got a lot of skeletons in the closet. We're racking up the bodies this year. But, you know, it's awesome. Commerce. And this little agreement that we've made between the cartel and Los Olvidados is actually working out for us. But, you know, it is the old case. You know, more money, more problems. But, you know, I think we can handle them this year.
Awesome.
Michael, this is Oscar Santana, and we love the show. We've been talking about it since season one. And the guys here and I, before the show, we were having a pre-show meeting. We were discussing, there's got to be a method within the way that you actually portray your role and how you go through the script. The first season dealt with Easy and how, like, his trials and tribulations of, like, how is he going to get back out of this world under the FBI's thumbnail. And Are there times that you read the script prior to getting into the actual shooting schedule and you're like, I can't believe this is happening? Because it seems to me like at every turn, the show continues to surprise you and also keep you engaged.
You know, that's very much the case. You know, on a gangster show, when there's bullets flying, I mean, honestly, it's kind of scary to read the scripts because you're not sure if you're going to be the guy taking the bullet this week.
yeah, that's right.
You know, like I said, there's a lot of bodies hitting the floor. I'm always surprised. And I think that's just kind of the way that I like to work as an actor, too. I don't like to know too much, but I want to know exactly, you know, what I need to do to portray this character. But when these scripts come in, you know, you guys are in it just like we're in it. We don't know what's happening. We don't get the whole Bible like some shows do. You know, this is a kind of show-by-show basis. And, you know, when Devontae died last year and you know, when they killed their cousin, Maurice Combs, I just was like, what? What are they doing? Why are they doing this? And, you know, but it's just, it's exciting. It's exciting. I got to tell you, I'm right there with you guys as the audience member when we get the first script and the script comes in, whether it's 11 o'clock at night and I hear the ding, I'm waking up and I'm trying to read this script and now it's 1 a.m. and I'm like, oh, I'm just so excited to go to work. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm just trying to deal with Angel and Easy and these guys, they give me such a headache, such a pain in my butt. But, you know, it's all about the club. It's all about the club.
It's we're talking with Michael Irby, plays Bishop on Mayans MC. Rob, I know you like another show that Michael's on, and you wanted to ask him about that.
Yeah, I would say it's probably a pretty good time to be Michael Irby, because not only are you on Mayans MC, you're also on Barry, which I think just got nine Emmy nominations. Is that right?
I'm going to go ahead and jump out there. It's actually 17, brother.
17? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Way to do the research, Rob.
Nominations, man. I tell you, these are... It's not a bad time to be Michael Irby. They're top shelf problems. I'm on two of the most highly talked about shows on television. That is so rare. Barry came out of the absolute blue sky. I was sitting around and my old friends, Sharon Bialy and Sherry Thomas, who cast the unit. They are amazing casting directors out here in L.A. They're crushing the game. I got a call from Sherry. She said, would you come in for Barry? We're having a hard time casting this role. I said, what is it? He says, you're like a Bolivian Sammy Hagar.
So true.
It is.
And so, you know, I got online. I did a little bit of homework. And I went in and I said, okay, so what do you actually want? She says, Michael, I want Midnight Irby. I want the Midnight Irby, the guy that's having fun, maybe had a couple cocktails, doesn't have a care in the world, and is just about having some fun. And I said, all right, let me try it. And they liked it. I did two episodes the first season. They enjoyed that. They brought me back for 6 episodes the second season. And, you know, Noho and I, we have a very, very complex relationship. You know, as you see towards the end of the last season, we're professing our love to each other. We had the whole leg wraparound. I was able to sneak out of the building when Barry came in and shut it up. And There's a little rumor that I might be back season three. I'm still waiting to find out on that.
We wish you a lot of luck on that one. I was watching one of your interviews, and it drives me nuts being a golfer when somebody gets asked about golf, or it comes up, because as soon as it comes up, I have 30,000 questions that I have to ask, and I've got two last ones for you that I want you to. First, the golfing thing. You mentioned, and I think you're still into it, it's one of your favorite things to do.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I was just at a tournament with Emilio Rivera on Saturday. I just, I found it late in my life. Long story short, I was a soccer player. I had a bit of an injury, but I still needed something. I love to compete. It's something that is in my DNA, and I got out there, and I'm an athlete, so I looked at the ball. I hit the ball. It went pretty straight. It started to go pretty far, and I'm addicted, man. I would play every single day if I didn't have to go to work and make money.
What's your handicap?
I'm probably hitting about, I'm in the low 20s right now, man. I'm just about a year in, but at the end of the day, I'm a bogey golfer, double, there's some pars in there. I've had a few birdies. I don't really think about it in a handicap like that. I'm really just playing myself all the time. And I can it's something I can do by myself.
Right.
Something I can do with my boys. I play with Dennis Haysbert a lot, the old president from 24.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, right. Jonas Blaine from the unit. I never golfed until I became a president. I just happened to be a president of a bunch of bad guys.
The president of the Mayans. Hey, and my daughter is just getting started in New York. I looked at your IMDb, your filmography. I mean, you are the definition of a working actor. You have been in so many projects. It's astonishing at your age. And I mean, really, you're not that long in the tooth. You're not like me. I'm an old guy, but my daughter's just starting out. And I always like to ask an actor when we get them on the show, a working actor, somebody who's been successful. When you're starting out, what do you focus on? What did you focus on? And what would you tell somebody who's just, still got the dream at the dream stage? What would you tell an actor?
Oh, man, I would say, my wife and I talk about it. It really is 10% talent, sometimes 90% right. confidence. This is a business of like imagery and what you tell people. When you tell people who you are, don't let people tell you who you are. Make it all about the work. It's never about the end result. The end result will present itself at the end. Stick to the script, say the words, be as truthful as you can, believe in yourself like nobody else can, because nobody else will. And, if you hold on to some of those little things, and I believe you can take it to the bank, it's still going to be hard. You're going to hit at least 50 no's to every one yes, but those no's are just fuel in the fire, and they should inspire you. They should never take you down or feel like you're not worth this. So I would just tell your daughter, just believe in yourself and just make sure that you're doing the work and, stay focused on the work. It's always about the work.
Oh, Michael, that is so cool. I'm grabbing this clip and sending it to her today, because that's going to be fantastic. Mayans MC premieres Tuesday, September 3rd on FX. Michael Irby Bishop on the show. We love it. We wish you continued success and good luck with your golf game as well. And really fantastic interview. Great talking to you, and good luck with everything you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me out.
That's Michael Irby, everybody. What a nice guy.
Fantastic.
Really cool guy.
Very cool.
And really just, I will be one of the people when you look and at the spinoff, it really went in a totally different direction. And Oscar, on the whole thing with bringing the entire Latin cast in, really, really tapped into the culture.
I had not thought about that. We talk about, we were talking about it before the show, that these motorcycles, they're a little more elaborate. There's a lot, there's a lot more chrome.
The whole lowrider thing,
it's styled out, fantastic.
Love that he tapped into the culture fact, that's actually on purpose. We were trying to think budget, but that's not budget. It's they're doing the real thing.
And when I was riding, and I don't ride anymore, but the Apes, you know, I could ride if I wanted to, but I sold my bike down here because, well, all you have to do is go out on Route 41 in Southwest Florida and see a 95-year-old woman going,
excuse me, I'm sorry I chopped your legs off.
The ape hangers are tough, but that's very, very cool. And he sounds pretty jacked about Barry as well, that he's on that project. That's wonderful. It's great. He talked about confidence with my daughter, the confidence I had when I looked in the mirror today and decided to shave my head with my beard clippers. Let's start the show, Rob. Why not?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I never eat meat anymore.
Why you look different?
Excuse me?
Your face, why does it look different?
It does. No?
Yeah, like your nose is like shiny or something.
Jesse, don't make him feel self-conscious about his face, okay?
I think I know what's going on. I think you got yourself a nose job. Did you get some plastic surgery, buddy?
I exfoliated last night, so it's probably still open pores.
Mm-hmm. No.
He exfoliated. I watched him do it.
Did you get a facelift?
Okay. Yeah, real funny. How about I make some jokes about Amber?
Try it. Go for it. She's a smoke show. Nothing to make fun of.
She can make fun of your kids.
Whatever. At least we have kids.
That's right.
Yeah. Not as many as you used to have. Gideon ran away.
You're going to rot in hell for making light of that.
No, I won't.
Come and apologize right now. That's not nice.
You're right. Sorry, Dad. I'm sorry.
Daddy, what about what they were saying about BJ's face? They need to be sorry for that.
Oh, I love how you got to fight your boyfriend's battles for him.
You know what? I know I'm new here, but I'm just going to say it. Y'all treat Judy like a child.
I think you better mind your manners at church lunch.
Sorry I spoke.
Should be. No, do not be sorry.
I'm not, then I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
You gonna let this wisp of a man talk you into betraying your family?
Wisp?
Jesse's sitting over there talking about betraying families. That's hilarious.
All right, Kevin, I've had about enough, all right? Let's say one more thing.
Sit down, the both of you.
No, how about you stand here and tell your family what kind of man you really are, huh, Jesse?
How about you just go on and your satanic boyfriend Keith off? How about that?
Oh, God!
Mom! My nose! My nose!
Jesse, you
did not mean to do that!
My nose!
Stop. That's
Jesse.
Not what I meant to do! Stop. Enough!
It's assault, Daddy! Someone should press the charge!
I hope the devil you dry!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That was a good little tease. What is that?
That's
that
the Righteous Gemstones. That's Church Lunch.
That's the one you guys want me to watch,
comes after,
right?
Comes on after Secession.
Yeah, it's really
on HBO,
funny.
Sunday nights.
You will love John Goodman. He's an older mega preacher. In like a huge church.
Okay.
It's
Thank
so
you.
Great.
That's the one I forgot. I was telling Carlo last night as we're kind of crawling through Comcast cable trying to get our
you
Animal
tell
Kingdom
your,
wrapped
you
up.
Tell your brother, you tell your brother you're sorry.
We are live from the... That's the best clip I've heard in a long time. That makes me want to watch it. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends. On everywhere, we are delighted with you. Thank you so much for your love and support. If you're new, welcome. Welcome.
Hello there.
If you're a long timer, we love you. Yosemite Valley, California, Hendersonville, Tennessee, Washington Terrace, Utah, Triadelphia, West Virginia, Ghent, Belgium. Hey. Dawson City, Canada. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Legacy Box. We love Legacy Box. Digitize your lifetime of memories, people. The best way to keep them and the best way to pass them along to the people that need to see them. You can do it. All you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's like magic. You get your originals and new digital files back in just a few weeks, and they keep you updated at every step of the process because they know how valuable these things are to you. We've all used it. The result's amazing. Finally, you can get all your memories organized. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. Over 450,000 families have trusted them. They have over a decade of experience and all the work done by hand right here in the good old USA.
My father, Horny Bob Spiewak, gives his official seal of approval. He says he can now look at family photos without getting a sinus headache. Because it always meant opening the bin that had all the mold and spores and everything in it. And now he just has to click through on the computer. He feels great. He sees all the memories.
Endorsed by a sickly Spiewak, and you can't change that. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. Get started preserving your past. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. And thank you, Legacy Box.
Hey.
We appreciate that. Let's get right to it because we'll forget if we don't, and I don't want to be behind.
It's
not all about us.
About you.
Not all about Michael Irby, that incredible life he's having right out there, golfing with the president from 24. That's the guy that does the insurance commercials, too.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That guy? That gentleman was my ex-girlfriend from Arizona's Godfather.
How did that happen?
Well, I completely blanked. Like, I blocked it out. I totally forgot.
You rubbed elbows with some people who are now quite famous when it comes to Arizona. Who's the girl that's on CNN that's that I would look at
Sarah
every time?
Murray.
Sarah Murray.
My old college roommate. Well, she was in college. I was on the radio. She was doing an internship at the Arizona Republic at the time.
That's wonderful. She's interesting.
Oh, she's very, very beautiful. Also married.
Okay. All right. So I won't go there. All right. So now tighter and brighter. You are a listening pleasure. Happy mailbag, everybody. We begin with a postcard.
Ta-da!
An actual postcard.
Holding
the postcard. He has the card. I have the text. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Greetings from Legoland, California. I'm attempting to keep up with an 8-year-old. It's not working. Having fun, and I even rode a roller coaster made out of Legos. Not sure how smart that was. Love you, Robin Ferguson.
Ooh, Robin Ferguson.
Robin's great. He's the best.
Yes, sir. Editor's note, Oscar, do you think Robin qualifies as a AFOL?
Oh, God.
I don't know what an AFOL is.
An adult fan of Lego? If she went to Legoland, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I went to Legoland. I'm not a fan of, I mean,
we accused you of
wanting to go there.
We accused you of being an AFOL.
We actually, there's probably a contingent of our listenership that wanted you to be an AFOL.
Yeah.
Well, if it means I thoroughly enjoyed my Christmas day putting together a Lego pirate ship, then I'm an AFOL.
You know,
then you're an AFOL. If you like it, look,
I like putting together Legos. I do. I'm an AFOL.
Yeah.
That's fine.
If you Google AFOL, it'll actually give you a list of the best Lego sets for grownups.
Oh, see, I'm not like, I don't want to do it on my own. I'm going to do it with
But
my
if
kid
you
not around.
If it brings you joy, we and talked about
of course,
this before.
If you saw my son and I, when we do a project together, we are both in our happy zone, and it is the first time probably where there was the just two guys doing something connection where it's just happy, and we were sitting there. I put a Lego set together for about 5 hours on and off on Christmas Day.
See?
So I guess I'm an AFOL.
The sad thing is it was only 15 pieces.
Thank you very much. Yes. Hello, next letter, you hump. Hello, my friends who live in my radio. I am dropping you a line to give Ponyboy a shout-out. I recently had a question about my bonus show subscription, and Pony replied within 15 minutes with a satisfying answer. I appreciate the quick response, Matt. See you in Vegas, fellas. Ryan in
Pony.
Indy. That's good right.
Pony.
I don't want to say that's a low bar. He returned a phone call. Brilliant!
And it was satisfying.
Isn't that wonderful?
I mean, it's a
Mike,
satisfying
think
answer.
Think about the times we email people.
Yes.
By the time they get back to us, we had forgotten the issue.
I know.
It doesn't.
I know.
This
it's
man has nothing to do.
It's wonderful. He returned a call.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's way to
he
go,
gets
Pony.
So mad when I say that. He gets so mad when I say he's got nothing to do. I know he's got plenty to do.
And
it's
to be
fine.
Fair, he didn't actually phone. He just clicked reply.
Yeah, that's true.
They auto reply.
That's one button instead of 10.
He copies and pastes.
He
if
does.
I'm being honest.
That's right. And then attaches
Pony,
a tasteful note.
Are you feeling the support?
Absolutely.
There you go. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. There you are again.
There it is.
Greetings and salutations from the left coast, Since I just had my 48th birthday, I wanted to send some gratitude from one of your old-time P1s who is grateful to be part of the TMOS family since way back in the DNM days. I endured a movie away from the Sacramento area back then.
One of those great Sacramento movies.
I need to change my printer ink. Come on, let me do this. There you go. Ah, there we are.
Are you out of cyan?
I endured a move away from the Sacramento area back then, but I still listened to the live warm stream online and even enjoyed primitive podcasts while you were still on JFK when Pacific time working hours interfered with the show. Thank you for all that information.
Yes.
I'm glad we got it. After you had been taken away, that sounds like we passed away, I eventually found you, and the TMOS podcast filled my speakers, and I greatly rejoiced when I found that early Christmas present online. You've been a refreshing part of my best and worst and then better days throughout so many of the above-referenced 48 years. So I just want to give you thanks for all the entertainment. Willie Preston in Lincoln, California.
Billy.
Thank you, Willie.
Willie. Great letter.
Willie! Willie. Jason Griffin Hagenshinston.
Harry Potter?
Jason Griffin. Hold on. Is it Griffin?
Griffin Hagen.
Gryffindorf.
Griffin Hagen.
Jason Hagen? That's a big
one. What is it, Rob?
I have Jason Garfinstonston.
Jason Greenfin?
No. It's Jason, Mike. It's Jason Galston Gerstenstonston.
Jason Griffa Blingen Slalom Bling
Lady
Splendid a lady. He writes a personal question for Rob.
Of course.
How many times have you watched the Beatles anthology?
Okay, now this is a loaded question because it originally started as a two-night television event that was two three-hour presentations.
Where?
It was on A Beatles C.
Okay.
And they
Is it new?
Is no,
it, new
it, it been was out a while. Been out a while. I think 2004, three maybe.
Okay.
But then they did an expanded version that was eight DVDs.
Mm.
And I've watched the eight DVD set probably 30 times.
Oh my God.
Because it's important to keep up with history.
30 times.
Maddie,
I guess people watch movies. How many hours is that, you think?
If you love a movie, I've watched Tombstone 30 times more.
Maddie hates the Beatles. Did you know that?
Well, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave. I was just messing about.
That's the connection. That's the connection. That? Ringo.
Oh, Ringo. That's right. That's right. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. My hypocrisy has its limits.
Why?
You're an oak.
Yeah.
I don't need to go heel to get that bulge on a dub like you. Oh, God, I love that movie. I really do.
And it's got Fat Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, yes.
I don't see very much.
Love when he's fat. Much better.
Next letter says, hey, guys, as a huge fan of the show, I have a unique experience I thought I'd share with you. Skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens. A few years ago, I was working as a cameraman on a documentary series in a California state prison.
Ooh, scary.
Yes. My producer, she was female, and I were being escorted through the hallways as a tall man sweeping the floors looked up at us and greeted our escort. He said, hi, Mike. The escort replied, hey, Ed, how are ya?
Oh, my God.
As I approached this man, his Coke bottle glasses seemed to get thicker, and he seemed to get even taller, and I felt the most evil presence around him. A few moments later, our escort asked if I knew who that was. We said no. He said, that's Ed Kemper.
Mm.
Yes, just a casual conversation with the mass murderer featured in season 2 of Mindhunter.
Oh,
this is a scary
God.
Letter.
Wow.
I'm even scared reading this letter. Yeah. I wasn't able to photograph him at the time. Thought you'd like to know. I do, Brian. See you in Vegas. Brian Ham. One of the hams?
No, not a Vienna ham. But I love the very severe tone shift at the end.
Right.
Mass murderer. See you in Vegas.
Yeah, I know.
See you later.
Ed Kemper. By the way, I've done deep dives on all these guys since Mindhunter came on, and Ed Kemper is he's the big winner.
Well, and also, it's somehow made worse. He's 6'9".
6'9". Terrifying.
Like, which is absolutely crazy.
Terrifying.
How do you not miss that guy, you know?
He was a good sweeper.
Just terrifying. Gentlemen, my name is John, and I'm a bail bondsman in Tenleytown, Nevada, and arrestee recently. An arrestee.
I like that.
Recently introduced me to your show. I love that we got people from all walks
Fantastic.
Of life. Since Nevada is such a large state, we often have to make long drives to apprehend some of our customers when they decide to skip bail. Luckily, with 10 years of your shows to work through, I have plenty of material to pass the time. This is a great letter. But that's not why I'm writing you. One of our repeat customers asked me to reach out to you. It seems that Nicholas Solitario Diamante has found himself in a bit of legal trouble again. You may know him by some of his aliases. Nikki 3Cs, Inclusion Free Nikki, Nikki CZ, and most recently, Nikki Diamond. Mr. Diamante was... now it's out. He's coming back, too, for the fall.
I know.
For the fall football season, so we're going to have to bring it up now that it's out. Mr. Diamante was arrested last week for fixing the outcome of the bingo games at several nursing homes across Henderson County. He can bond out with $2,500 and is asking TMOS for help. With the NFL football season approaching, he feels that TMOS is his best option. If not, he's asked us to reach out to Pawn World as an alternative. Although based on his reputation, Pawn World is unlikely to bond out Nikki. Please advise, I'll hang up and listen, John Griegel. Oh my God, that's awesome. Well,
if we have if we have to bond him out before the season starts.
That's rough.
He's going to be upset that now the world knows it's Diamante. Nicholas Diamante, and Eddie Theft is his middle name. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. Hello, Dorian. Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Staring in the eyes of what could be a hurricane for the three-day weekend. I love Florida. Love it. Love it that I'm down here now in the middle of August. Yes, or the end of August. What's the matter? I've been here since the middle of August. Look at my head. We'll be right back.
What's your name?
You. That's my name.
ABC. A always. BBC. Calling the Yak Shack. AIDA. Add interest drunk asshats. Add. Do you have something to add? Interest. Are you interesting? I know you are because it's yak or walk. You call or you hit the bricks. Drunk. Have you had a few drinks tonight? And asshats.
Tonight.
That's kind of self-explanatory. Call 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. F*** you. That's my name.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joybird. It's the time of the year to relax and enjoy the best in life. And you can do it right now from your own home. Joybird empowers you to create the furniture and space that bring you joy and keep those summer vibes flowing all year long. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture crafted to your unique taste. Hundreds of styles and options, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials. And it all comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Try the 365-day home trial.
Yes.
You heard me right. That's a year, 1 year of a home trial. Sit on it, sleep on it, break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund. And you can even take your joy outside with their unique outdoor collection. And based on what I'm seeing in the Amazon... we're going to have outdoor weather all year real soon for everybody.
It never ends, Mike.
It'll be delightful. See how Joybird can help you design your dream space. Find your joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. And we appreciate you. And I've got only a few minutes here because we are running late. Shocker with Michael Irby. Here's the thing. Went to see a movie that was a sweet movie, not a great movie. I mentioned this the other day. It was called The Peanut Butter Falcon. It's a boy with Down syndrome who goes on an adventure and meets Shia LaBeouf and that Dakota, what's her name? The
Fanning?
Lady from, no, not Dakota Fanning, the other Dakota. The one that's from 50 Shades of Grey.
Jesus.
Dakota Johnson.
Thank you very much.
Dakota Johnson.
Don Johnson's kid.
Yes.
Don Johnson's kid, who's just, to me, like watching the grass grow. It's dull as a boxer.
Well, they hired her to make Shia look good.
Probably, yeah. That's exactly what. But it was okay. It's supposed to be. They, you know, I read a review, said the feel-good movie of the year. Well, it made me feel good, but not as good as I wanted to feel. And it's about wrestling and all that. Blech. So anyway, that was the
I'm
movie
surprised we you went. It's got several factors that are not normally go-tos for you, namely Shia LaBeouf and wrestling.
Well, Carla doesn't mind Shia, and the wrestling was a subplot. I thought it was the story of, it was fine. Make up your own mind. It's very, it's a limited release, I think.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
And when you decide the movie, this is actually fascinating because I haven't heard of this film.
Nobody has.
Okay. And how did you find it?
Did a deep dive for our little Prado, you know, easy chair theater that we like to go to.
Oh.
And there was nothing else that I'm still on the list to go see the DiCaprio movie, the Quentin Tarantino movie.
Oh, it's so good.
Paula's not going to see that, though. She's not going to sit through a three-plus hour movie.
She doesn't want Quentin Tarantino. So that's what I'm
up. The only reason I knew about your movie is that I was Googling, as I always do, peanut butter. And it came up.
Creamy, chunky, all the other ones.
Peter Pan, Jif.
Do you wear shorts to your movies?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Why?
Short shorts?
Well, underwear.
Well, this is going to make this next thing I'm going to tell you all the grosser. Yeah.
I went to the movies this past weekend and alone, which is always fun.
Sad.
And Rom both going to the movies.
My wife, she doesn't like leaving the house after 7:20. She's got the mindset of a 7-year-old woman, and
she's in
the body of a 31. Sure. So what I would say is that I usually go in jeans and like a golf shirt. I walk down the movies. This time, it was a little nicer outside. I said, you know, I'll just go in shorts and like workout clothes because I was going to go to the gym and I decided to go to the movies.
So right?
Same clothes.
So hot.
And a hoodie.
Right.
I've never had this gross feeling of being in these reclining chairs that most theaters have now and feeling the pleather stick to the back of your calves.
Yeah, true.
Oh, God.
And to the point where when I reclined, I said, well, got to unfortunately put my feet up and not let my skin touch this seat.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. I've told a lot of movie stories over the years. Don used to tell a story about somebody talking. 500 movies that he went to.
It was a Monday feature.
It was, yeah. And so I will tell you this, that we go to Sushi Thai, which is our sushi restaurant, prior to going to the film. That's our drill. Do 5:30. The movie's at 6:30. We get there about 5:20. The restaurant, we eat our Thai food, our sushi. I have sushi mori A, which is my little plate of sushi where I've got a nice little variety pack on a little plate. It's fine. It's delicious. I experience about 20 minutes into the movie the most incredible buildup of gas that I've ever had
in my natural
life.
Oh, dear.
God.
Like, I'm sitting there, and I'm not a... I have to make it really clear. On an airplane or in a movie theater, I think if you fart, and you're in there and you either hear somebody or your olfactory senses take over. I think it's one of the most disgusting things that you can buy. And I am telling you, I can withstand pain to not do that. And I don't like to leave in the middle of a film, especially when the plot's developing. But I get to about the 45-minute mark of this film, and I'm just sitting there and said, I have no choice. And I crack Carla up because I lean over and I said, she looks at me, big grin on her face, and goes, like delighted because I never have this happen.
Yes.
You know, it's just like, she's like wide-eyed, like 21-year age difference. Yeah, it was like in middle school. And so she's looking at me and she just goes, oh, well, you have to. And I go out, and this is a tiny little complex, all right?
Right.
And I go in, and the men's room is right across from the ladies' room. And I go into the men's room, and the facilities themselves are very, very close to the hallway. So the first thing that happens is that there were these kids in front of us in this movie that were in, out, in, out, in, out. And I'm just praying it's the middle of the movie. I'm not going to have to worry. And, of course, there's someone in there, Junior, taking a leak. It's like, and I'm sitting there, and I go into the handicap stall because I don't have to do anything other than expel this copious amount of like that. And I am telling you that I walk in there, and I see his little stupid shoes And I don't know whether the kid had a prostate problem at that young age, but I'm sitting there, please. And finally, I could wait no longer. And it was just like.
Jesus Christ.
And then I see his little feet leave, and so he's not in there anymore.
And I get terrified. And the irony is that you have to go into the bathroom to be polite in modern society, right. But and the bathroom is, acoustics make it three times worse.
It's so loud.
It's like you're in an echo chamber.
I get up to put the shorts back on, and then I get back up, and then I sit there, and got to sit back down again. Again, loudest. I don't even remember when it was this. It was incredible. It was incredible. And I get done. I go out to the hallway, and of course there are two millennials that are chatting, boy and a girl, and I know they heard it because it was like a speaker.
Sure.
Went back in, finished the movie. By the time I get back out of the car, it's round 10.
Oh my god. This.
So don't eat sushi before the movies. There, anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. And
bad
you
know, fish.
I was trying to reply. I wasn't going to do it in the theater.
No.
And by the way,
it's polite.
Right.
But it's really, polite. When that happens, you got to do some sort of just inventory of what you've taken into your body outside of sushi. Yeah.
Sushi was dinner. There was a bit of a day before that.
You're I was going to say, a lot of times it takes
that's
about
another show.
It takes about 3 hours. For the stomach to react to what you've eaten. What did you eat 3 hours before the incident?
I don't remember, Rob, but I do, but I don't want it to say.
Okay.
We're going to take a break and we'll come back. Well, I'm so embarrassed about living. We'll just have more on the show.
It's official. We're in the dog days of summer. However, the weather will soon change and thoughts will turn to the holidays and fruitcakes. Place your order now for this delectable holiday favorite, culled from a traditional Spiewak family recipe, with two great ways to purchase. The Deluxe Plan and the Super Premium Fruitcake Plan, complete with a hand-signed card and a special one-of-a-kind collectible. Click the banner at MikeOmaraShow.com and order today. But you better hurry! TMOS Fruitcake Futures, the perfect way to share your love of TMOS with those you love.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Brewmate. Thank you, Jim Amato. The worst thing about summer warm beer. I hate it. That's why you need Brewmate. Brewmate products keep your beer or wine or anything at the perfect temperature all day long without ice. I got the Hopsilator Trio. I love it. It fits both 16 and 12-ounce cans with its freezable adapter, or it can convert to a 16-ounce pint glass with a splash-proof lid. Guaranteed to keep your favorite beer at the perfect temperature to the last drop, it makes a perfect gift for the beer lover in your life. Over 30 colors and finishes to choose from, plus 100% glass-free. Plus, Brewmate products work with hot and cold beverages. Don't you dare settle for warm alcohol. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. And I like the little umlaut on top of Brewmate.
Yeah, Brewmate. Brewmate.
Brewmate. Visit brewmate.com and enter the code Mike, M-I-K-E, at checkout to get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off your first order when you go to brewmate.com, Brewmate, and enter the code Mike. Thank you. Drink up, Shriners. Welcome back. Just got a really short break here.
Yeah, quickie.
It's curriculum night at the school.
Is that like back to school night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't miss it.
What's the curriculum for the kindergarten? They got lesson plans, and I think you probably look them up on the web, right?
My wife is so engaged. God love her. She is so engaged. Going to her school all day long. Mm. Then we go out, and we're doing curriculum night, 6:30.
Doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, I bet her back to school night would be better.
I'm going. I'm going to get
they have family night?
I think they might. I'll pop down and see there. You know what's happening.
Lookers.
Here's
my mom's
thing.
Colleagues. They were long in the tooth. I'm like,
I know. Yeah. My name's Oscar.
You know.
That's lovely. I love that purple eyeshadow. Mm-hmm. The thing about it, I have to be more engaged. I wasn't engaged as a young man.
Right.
I have been much more engaged as a father, as an older man. But I still, on the academic front, I don't know what it is. Once I graduated from American
University.
Well,
A is the best, B is, pretty good, and then C is average. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to know.
I know, Oscar. Are you talking about me as a father or the grading
system? He's talking about the grading system.
Yeah, you said you weren't. You didn't know enough.
To be fair, Mike, it was almost impossible for your girls for you to be engaged because you worked until 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you were too busy paying for college.
And that really prevented you from doing almost anything school-related.
Yeah, you get a pass.
Yeah, you get a pass there.
Yeah, but you're the gold standard as far as participation.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't miss it. Oh, God, I'm so glad it's over.
But you did it all.
Well, he's got his time, though. You didn't. You were too busy.
Yeah, but
you know,
he wouldn't have done it if he didn't like it. He would not have done it if he didn't like it. He liked it.
He likes helping.
Rob doesn't do anything Rob doesn't like.
He does.
That's a good father.
That's true. That's a great father. Did
it. I do not like it.
What about
with
Little
driving
Robert?
Into the parking lot. I don't like going through the school office.
Back to
like
school night is the worst. That's the one you really have to.
What's curriculum night? What the hell am I doing?
It's got
to
be the same thing where you probably go in. Meet the faculty, meet his teacher, and they'll tell you what's going to happen this year.
And you send a proxy?
You could.
Right?
Absolutely.
Like Carla gave me the option. Carla gave me the option, said, you don't have to go.
What about sending
Carmen?
I'll
leave Michael with you. Huh?
You both stay at home. Carmen gives you a full report.
Oh, it's the same. They're not up north. You could send Zach.
Carla wants to go.
We like this
Carla
teacher,
Carla wants
right?
to go. And his best friend's parents are going to be there. And I already got the... They are so engaged.
That helps, though. You know what? It helps that there's other grown-ups because what's going to happen is the principal's going to get up and make some lame speech, and then you can make eye contact with the other parents and say, doesn't this suck? And you know what? Yeah. Then it's not so bad.
Well, we'll see if that happens. This happened because Michael had a play date with these parents that we really like that are really the parents of his best friend who were really engaged. And Carla came back from the play date. And said, they're so engaged. It's just wonderful that they're so engaged with that. And, you know, I realized that I wasn't there, you know, but I had a good reason. I had my own play date on Sunday.
Yeah, what's his friend's father's handicap?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, but see, I know. That means, but they're going to be there tonight, both of them.
So you got to show up. Well, Mike, keep your fingers crossed for the one good thing that happened back to school night. It was Julia's freshman year in high school, and this made up for almost all the rest of them. When a guy that I sort of know from around the neighborhood came in late to the opening remarks and sat next to me and said loud enough for most people to hear, you don't know this, but I've been drinking. That was a great night.
Hey, bingo.
Yeah. Flat.
6:30 is the too early. 6:30 on a weeknight for me is the the middle of the night for me.
Too
Oscar.
Early for these kids, though. Too early.
Well, they're not drinking.
No, the first impression is what I'm saying.
Really?
You can drink at the third meeting. I imagine that's
Mike does lots of impressions.
What if I stood up in the middle of the curriculum and I go, I don't want to just be coloring in animal colors. Thank you. By the way, how do you like my new do?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God. I get it fixed.
Hey,
ASAP.
Teacher, leave those kids alone.
He's an actor.
Who's that father that's wearing a stocking cap?
We'll be right back with news you may not need.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there. This is Katie from the Cake and Cookie Show. You heard that right. We're f***ing back, baby. Rob decided he might be funny again, so we made a podcast, and it ain't half bad. There's too much to promo, so just go listen. It's
good.
The Cake and Cookie Show.
There it is.
Was I funny?
It's back.
No.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
You're back.
It's a really drunken one. A lot of drinking. Yeah, you'll
good.
Enjoy it.
People have been clamoring for it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. A lot of guys buy disposable razors when they travel. Stupid! Harry's.
How's that?
I'll do the whole thing again.
Thank you.
A lot of guys buy disposable razors when they travel. Stupid! Harry's delivers high-quality, travel-friendly shave supplies for just $2 per blade, too. And I know that Harry's gives me the best shave of my life every morning, every time. Print it and take it upstairs to the fat man.
Yeah.
Harry's founders were tired of razor ripoffs with stupid gimmicks. They're still doing it, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to, like, pretend to be Harry's, but they're not.
No.
Harry's are good folk. So they fixed all that. They combine a simple, clean design with quality blades at a fair price. If you don't love your shave, let them know. Harry's will give you a full refund, 100% guaranteed. This summer, refresh your wallet and your
face. Face.
with a Harry's trial set. It comes with weighted ergonomic handle for greasy grip, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade for close shave, rich lathering shave gel that will leave you smelling great. Smells great. And a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy on the go. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know we sent you to help support TMOS. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. Thank you. Put that button up there and play that.
News!
Eddie Murphy will host Saturday Night Live. You see this online? How could you miss this? All day yesterday. Eddie Murphy. Is Eddie going to be the way he was? Is Eddie going to be Hollywood? Is Eddie going to be good? Is Eddie going to be bad? You know, they're all talking about it. It's not until like Christmas time. Saturday Night Live this season, first time in 35 years. Eddie only hosted once back in 84, several months after he left the show. He never went back until the 40th anniversary of the show in 2015. But they're making a big deal about Eddie Murphy coming back.
It's a big deal. It's on the, I imagine, look, we're on the heels of Netflix announcing their deal with Eddie Murphy.
Yes, right.
This will probably roll into a nice promotion for that, as I imagine it will drop in the new year here, first quarter. I'm excited, Mike, because frankly, like he has a lot to lose coming back and getting out there. He doesn't have to do this. Right. And if he's doing it because he wants to, then... I'm hoping that we'll have something that's worth it.
I'm optimistic because he came off pretty good on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And he didn't, and that's another thing he did not have to do. He doesn't ever have to do anything again.
Yeah.
And so I hope he does a good job because, you know, he has a nice legacy and you don't want to taint it.
I love trivia. Anytime I get a chance to give you a little trivia, I'll give you a little bit. This is trivia time, everybody. We'll go 7 pieces of trivia.
Okay.
The producers, here's number 7. The producers of The X-Files wanted Pamela Anderson to play Dana Scully.
What?
That would be a different take.
Be a different take. Be more fun to watch, I think, back in the
day.
Or been a sexier show.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would have been as embraced by this nerd culture now that loves it.
I think that she was Jillian. Is it Jillian Anderson?
Yeah.
She was the right choice.
Well, I think he should have had Jillian Anderson, but you should have had Pamela play Fox Mulder.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, double X-Files.
Number 6. The boots Michael Keaton's Batman wore were actually Nike sneakers. Whatever. Number 5, in The Empire Strikes Back, when Leia says, "I love you," and Han replies, "I know," that was an ad lib by Harrison Ford. George Lucas hated it, but test audiences loved it, so it stayed in the movie.
Another sign that George Lucas has just got a gut for what's good.
Also, they dated, right? Briefly?
Yeah. I believe so. Mm-hmm. I think she dated everybody. Number 4, after I Love Lucy, Vivian Vance and William Frawley were offered their own spinoff called The Mertzes. But Vivian said no because in real life, Ethel hated Fred and didn't want to work with him again.
You know, the feeling was mutual, and this is true. And I think this is so funny to put it in context. In the 1950s, William Frawley, who played Fred Mertz, loved the C word and used it to refer to her.
Oh,
back then, that was
that's even better trivia than I had on my list.
Long time ago.
Number 3, Buffy the Vampire Slayer was the first TV show ever to use Google as a verb. Number 2, in 1957, Leave It to Beaver became the first TV series to show part of a toilet. They showed the tank. The bowl would have been too edgy. How weird is that?
That was the one where Ward went to the movies right after he went to a sushi restaurant.
And number 1, Woody from Toy Story has a last name. Anybody know? Woody from Toy Story.
Oh, Alan. Jesus. It's Alan.
No, it's not.
No. Petrified.
Pride.
There's Woody a Pride? Snake in my boot.
Reach for the sky.
They've poisoned the waterhole.
When Blue's Clues returns to Nickelodeon this fall, new host Josh De La Cruz will have some extra help solving his first riddle. Steve Burns, a.k.a. Steve, and Donovan Patton, a.k.a. Joe, are on hand to help out.
That's great. Right. I love Steve.
Mm.
All right, that's good.
Steve's great.
He was the best guy.
That's funny. If this is grounds for divorce, then anything is. A woman in the United Arab Emirates recently told a court she wants to divorce her husband after 1 year because he's too loving. Said he'd cook for her, clean, never argue. Once she commented, he'd put on a few pounds. So he went on a strict diet and exercised so hard he injured himself. Quote,
I was choked by the extreme love and affection. He even helped me clean the house. I longed for one day of dispute, but this seems impossible with my romantic husband, who has always forgave me and showered me with gifts. The judge not granting the divorce. Even though the judge is not granting the divorce, though, the husband pleaded with the judge to give them a chance to work it out. He said he's learned from his mistake, so I guess he'll stop cleaning and give his wife gifts and start arguing with her and ignoring her. What a dream.
One question. What is Shannon Zabaios doing in the United Arab Emirates?
No idea. Very soon.
I'm sure.
Everyone in this country works hard. The average American only uses 54% of their vacation time, and somehow that's considered normal. But let's all judge each other on who works the hardest anyway. We all do. Wallet Hub just ranked all 50 states from the hardest working to the, well, we don't want to say it, yes, laziest.
Sure.
So we'll just say least hardworking. Rankings are based on 10 categories. Listen to these carefully. They include average work hours, employment rate, unused vacation days, commute times, people with multiple jobs, and average amounts of leisure time. Based on that, the 10 hardest working states are North Dakota, Alaska, South Dakota, Texas, Nebraska, Hawaii, Wyoming, Colorado, Maryland, and Virginia.
Well, I believe Maryland and Virginia, based on the commute time. I'm shocked about Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii, very hardworking.
Huh.
10 least hardworking states are Pennsylvania, Illinois, New York, surprising.
Yes.
Connecticut, Oregon, Ohio, Michigan, New Mexico, Rhode Island, and West Virginia.
There it is.
Pennsylvania, they say. So are you going to take that vacation then?
Yeah, there you go then. Okay, for sure. And now a little something something. 46-year-old Keith Mounts let a friend use his bathroom at his mobile home outside Tampa on Saturday. That's right. It's in my sweating state.
Sure.
He told him to make sure he flushed, but his friend didn't flush. So Keith went after him, like all good Floridians, with a machete. He pointed it at his friend's face, and he threatened to chop him with it if he didn't go back and flush the toilet. So his friend didn't go back and flush the toilet. He called 911. Keith tried to claim he was just defending himself with the machete, but his story didn't add up. He's facing charges for aggravated assault. The arresting officer said, "It's Florida. It happened." Oh. We'll take a break.
Need to bleep that.
With it. Yeah, I know. I couldn't do the. I just could not have that kicker.
It's worth it. It's worth it. Absolutely.
It's a toilet story. Anyway, I said the S word for those of you that just heard a beep. We'll come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
I'm back. It's Angie Goff, and I've got a brand new show called Oh My Goff. It's waiting for you right now on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. We've got some great interviews done in non-traditional ways. Did somebody say massage chair? Fun talk, amazing stories, some of them personal. Tune in, because we're going to tell you what's good and how to make your life better. Subscribe, and don't forget to give me a 5-star review. Oh My Goff. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Angie. I still remember when Angie first came to our house in Manassas.
Yes.
And did the podcast for the first time.
First good week. First week.
Egg. She was wearing boots.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures. Fruitcake is a little bit like MC Hammer. Do you know why, Rob?
Why is that, Mike?
Because lately, Fruitcake has a bad rap.
Good.
Don't you get it, Oscar?
Oh, I get it. I get it.
Sorry, of course you do. But enough jocularity. Let's get serious about the TMOS Signature Fruitcakes. They are available right now, but only for a limited time. These are not the dry, flavorless doorstops that you see at CVS every November that were baked in April. No, no, no. Mm-hmm. As Dikembe Mutombo would say, no, no, no. These are good fruitcakes.
I love when you give me the read I want.
Every TMOS fruitcake is lovingly baked fresh and delivered to your door in a matter of days. The ingredients are gourmet. The spices are hand-selected. And the flavor, you have to taste it to believe it. If you haven't done this, I'm not kidding you. This is something I look forward to every single year. And how long have I... well over 20 years I've been getting these every Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're incredible. This is why I'm inviting past purchasers to post a note on Facebook and tell your TMOS brethren what they're missing. Spread the word. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. That's a great idea. Buy now and savor later. That is using smart. Your thinking cap.
Huge hat, taste, that cap.
He's smart.
They taste even better.
I'm smart. Y'all overlooked taste, my fruitcake. I was taste there.
They taste even better than you remember them. Go to our website. Buy as many as you like. MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the banner. Plus a chance at a golden ticket to D.C. and a platinum ticket for it. Every purchase supports TMOS Gary Krimble.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. Let's open up the audio for today. This is Tuesday, August 27th. I didn't even talk about Dorian. Could be a hurricane coming in this weekend. I'll talk more about that tomorrow.
Fingers crossed. Weddings can be the best parties out there, can't they? I mean, of course, a wedding can be awesome.
A great wedding could be the highlight of your summer.
And some of the best things are Italian weddings. Well, this is an actual wedding in Italy. You can't time this. At the conclusion of the final prayer, lightning strikes nearby. Now, the reason I love this tape is that the congregation applauds like they planned it, like a release of doves or confetti. It's like they made it happen. But listen, it's just so great when it happens.
Sounds like a bomb went off.
I got to give a glass half empty to that one. You know,
I mean, would you think that's good?
The man upstairs is going, no, don't do it. Don't do it.
Or could it be approval? Yeah, I mean, it's pretty dynamic. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Who knows, really?
Hey, it make the big noise.
Hey, look at that. That was a god saying you make a bigger screw up.
We wish the best to Mr. and Mrs. Masiello. You think you're having a bad day. What about the Oregon woman whose daughter tried to call her and she did not answer, so she sent the police to look for her? What they found is that some work had been done on her septic tank. She had been missing for 3 days.
When daughter didn't hear from her, got concerned and went up to check on her, found her inside of the septic tank. It looks like there was work being done on the septic tank. There was a tractor in the area and a hole had been dug exposing the tank. And then she had fallen through about a 2-foot by 2-foot hole in kind of the rusted metal top of the tank. She was kind of somewhat laying down with her face above the water level. Once we got her out, she was pretty weak. So we just got her straight onto the cot and laid her down.
Yeah, rinse her
gross.
Off.
Gross.
Oh, my God.
Terrifying.
3 days she was in the septic tank.
Wow. Lucky to be alive.
She is. Absolutely.
Oh, man. Petting a shot. The second time I've said it.
She's got to get one.
Yes.
All right. This will make you feel old. And I think we can relate to this because when he made his most recent film, we saw tape of Pee-wee Herman actually using medical tape to pull the face his facial skin back so he wouldn't be wrinkled. How old do you think Pee-wee Herman is?
70.
Today he is 67.
Close.
Very close.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
And I think his material still holds up. I don't like him doing it now because he's old, but the Pee-wee's Big Adventure is still a great movie and the Playhouse is still a good show. 67.
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman. Francis.
Mike, a nod and a doff of the cap to our listeners in Sacramento. Because yesterday at a Sacramento water park, and that's a great phrase, isn't it? The Sacramento water park.
Right.
Someone grabbed a towel that didn't belong to them.
Okay.
Words were exchanged. It became heated. Eventually, it was a brawl of 40 people.
Big group yelling back and forth to each other, and they started getting a little physical. Got serious, and next thing I see a chair getting broken over some guy's head.
One person was down on the ground, semi-unconscious. We provided CPR and first aid on the scene.
I can't even take my kid to a water park without something crazy happening. Like, it doesn't make me feel safe to go anywhere.
Let's just hope that people have more peace and think about what's going on in the world and try to do something else before they react.
I love the fact that it was a 40-person brawl. I also love the fact that the people of Sacramento are drawing parallels to world peace.
Yeah,
and the fact that someone got a chair broken over their head at Water Country West.
Yeah, it's a great water park. Above the sign, they say, don't drop your consonants. So they were fighting and they were licking, they were
and
brawling.
Luckily, there was some resuscitating. There's a great new water slide called the septic tank. So jump on that. We're all dog people. Yesterday was National Dog Day, which is great.
Right.
Cats, not so much. Here is a cat that really sounds like he was possessed by Satan himself. Don't take this cat's treat away.
Ah! Ah!
Wow.
Why would you invite that creature into your house to poop and pee in a box and cohabitate with you?
Or, well, sometimes they poop and pee in a box. Sometimes they go under the stairs in the basement.
Oh, for a long time.
Back into the crawl space back there and leave it down there with your second wife discovering it. Really glad we got cats.
Cats.
Disgusting animals.
Didn't it like seep into the concrete?
No, it just, they peed in the corner
yeah.
of the carpeted room on the main level, and then I went down to the basement and I smelled something and I looked back with a flashlight and way in the back, they'd snuck back in
sure.
to take their little dumps because I guess the litter box that was right up at the top of the stairs was too goddamn convenient.
Cats are the worst.
I was ready to mow the lawn that day, baby.
Oh, stop it.
Dig a hole and mow the lawn.
Don't say that. Don't say All that. Right. You mow the lawn, they make this noise.
Here All comes right. daddy with his John Deere. No, that's terrible. That Animal is. Cruelty is no, nothing no. I would espouse on the Mike
Romero
show. No,
never.
Yeah, here we go. I got to hear the sound again. Daddy's going to fire up.
Hey, Dad, why do you have out the KitchenAid mixer?
It's Here, kitty, kitty, it's microwave time. All right.
In that case, gotta find a farm and drop them off, Mike.
In that case, Mike, they wouldn't call you Dad. They'd call you Pop. Let's close with this. There's a website called WCGW, What Could Go Wrong? And I don't know whether I like this best for the sound or the fact that it even happened. Have you ever seen, like in a city, a concrete incline that goes down to a large steel door, like probably for an underground garage, right? Okay. So it's going down to the, at the top of the hill are two ladies, Zoftic ladies, on rollerblades, and they start down this hill towards this stainless or this steel garage door. The only thing that could happen is what you're about to hear. There's no...
I'm already liking this. I'm thinking you got to play the cat and this one if it's as good as I hope it is.
Well, we'll see. We'll do a little mix and match in a sec.
Yeah,
but
let's see what
the
happens.
Thing is nothing good could possibly come of this. That is the sound of woman on door. And let's hear that one more time.
Oh, no.
What can I tell you, Mike? That's life in the big city. That's your magic audio vault. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, my God. I couldn't do it as good as him last week. That's
nobody can.
Yeah, that's awesome. Welcome back. That's
Thank
great.
You.
Hey, we got to get out of here. Don't forget fruitcakes. I love that idea you had about people sharing their fruitcake stories and how good they are. We need the TMOS Nation to step it up and remind people we need you to be our advertisers.
Yes.
So if you've enjoyed the magic of a Rob Spiewak fruitcake, share your story online and get people to get them. They're fantastic.
I invite you to do it on the fan club site.
Yes.
And also our regular site. Copy it Absolutely. On both places. And also, if you write something nice, you may find yourself in a TMOS commercial.
Ooh.
Very good. Very exciting. Very, very exciting. Thank you. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I can pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blucher.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.